Two federal agencies have come to two different conclusions on the potential effects the proposed Donlin Creek mine could have on subsistence along the Kuskokwim River. The site sits 10 miles north of the village of Crooked Creek. Donlin estimates it could excavate 34 million ounces of gold over almost three decades. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports.
The Army Corps of Engineers predicts the mine would have a minor to moderate impact on subsistence practices and resources. On the other hand, Alan Bittner, field manager for the Bureau of Land Management, says the Bureau has a different take.
When we looked at all three major components of the project, it seemed like there was a significant potential for subsistence resources to be affected.
Those big components include the mine itself, barging on the Kuskokwim, and a natural gas pipeline running over 300 miles from Anchorage to the mine site.
Simply put, this is a pretty big project. There's pretty big components to it. And our finding is that the possibility exists in any of those major components to affect subsistence resources.
The Army Corps contracted the environmental and engineering firm AECOM to create the mine's draft environmental impact statement. The firm is operating under NEPA, the National Environmental Policy Act, while the BLM is working under ANILCA, the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act. The Army Corps did not respond to calls for comment on this story in time for broadcast. Bittner says the agency's differing predictions come from different biologists working under different federal laws with different standards.
So if there's, you know, a professional biologist for the contractor, AECOM may feel one way and then is working under a certain law and certain guidance of that law. And then there's also, you know, a professional biologist on the BLM side that's working under a different law and drawing their preliminary conclusions as well.
The BLM got involved when Donlin applied for a right-of-way permit for a natural gas pipeline and a fiber optic cable stretching across BLM property. Now the BLM has to analyze the subsistence impact for the entire project, not just the pipeline path. And the Bureau can declare one of two options.
Either that the project will not significantly affect subsistence resources, or that it may significantly affect subsistence resources.
What the BLM means by significant, Bittner says, is not well defined.
It becomes a professional judgment on professional biologists that are writing about subsistence impacts as to what significant is. And again, this is a preliminary finding that potential exists.
To make their final judgment, the BLM is predicting if the subsistence resources and the way to get to those resources will be affected. To help the BLM make this analysis, Bittner says the Bureau is collecting public testimony in communities where the BLM determines subsistence resources could be affected by the proposed mine.
So our preliminary finding is that it may, and we really need to hear from people about whether that's true for them or not, the individuals that are actually in the communities, in subsistence communities, and they are subsistence as a part of their life.
The BLM will be holding a public hearing to collect such comments tonight in Bethel. More meetings are scheduled in Kuskokwim communities throughout the month. Comments can also be submitted online at donlingoldeis.com. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.